Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Let's just focus on our drive, Mama.
Let's do that.
What do we do? Do I introduce the topic or do we play a clip first? Let's tell you what what inspired today's topic. And we're asking you this simple question. It's not complicated. We know it's January is a long month.
Yeah.
Your first thought when someone posts a video of themselves crying on social media. We have actress Selena Gomez who posted the other day crying about people who are being deported in America. And it goes something like this.
I just want to say that I'm so sorry. Only people are getting attacked, the children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything I've...
Yeah, so this poor lady, mm-hmm. Selena Gomez, posted this. You know, there's a new sheriff in town in America. His name is Donald Trump, and he's keeping his promise that he's going to deport all illegal immigrants. Mm. So Selena posted this particular video, and she was slammed after she filmed herself breaking down in tears while speaking about President Trump's policy regarding the deportation of Mexican people. She uploaded an emotional video on her Instagram story on Monday in which she sobbed over President Donald Trump's deporting undocumented immigrants hours after he issued a daily quota of arrests for border officials. So, yes, you guys, sometimes people post something that has touched them in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily having planned that they're going to cry.
Yeah.
Maybe you post something and then, you know, you say certain words and then you start getting emotional.
Yeah.
When I saw hers, she was already crying even before it started.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But I can't judge, eh? I can really can't judge. Like, it's her Instagram and she's crying because a lot of people were saying, yeah, why are you crying? You're so famous. You've got... No. Fame does not mean anything when Donald Trump is in the building, he's deporting people. There isn't much that you can do. And obviously, the human side of you comes out.
Mm.
You know, you forget that you are a celebrity. Maybe that was the case. And that's my take on people sobbing on social media. And I think some are just genuine. When someone are just faking it.
Yeah, I think it's awkward. Okay? I do think it's awkward.
Okay.
Awkward. 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 Awkward.
I mean, I think something more.
My word.
Your word.
It's not an auxiliary cable, neither is it an ox milker. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, ox as in awkward.
Yeah.
I think it is a bit awkward, but I think I agree with you in terms of each to their own.
Yeah.
I do think that if a person is talking and they get emotional, I tend to be more sympathetic.
100%.
But if a person is already crying, I tend to think attention seeking.
Yeah.
And I do think that a person seeking attention is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, because maybe you have been emotional the whole day and you thought that you would collect yourself, and it's just not happening. Every time you talk about this thing, you get completely overwhelmed by emotions. So my first thought when I see somebody crying, I always ask myself, what could be going on in your immediate community? And I was saying to Andy that, you know, in 2025, immediate community of a lot of people is social media. People don't have physical friends. People do lead lives that are slightly different to what we led.
Yeah.
So we are the ones that are more judgmental. But I don't think people that grew up with social media being there as a platform to share are as judgmental as us when it comes to social media. Because Bona, who normal? That's why they post their cars. That's why they post this. They are social media communities. So I do think it's awkward. But it is particularly awkward for me because I'm kind of an old grok. That's all.
Like you said, when a lot of people depend on... Social media has become a source of income for a lot of people.
Yeah.
where when people, we need to know everything that you do.
Mm.
You wake up in the morning already.
You're already
you're alive. You're doing just videos. We know exactly what kind of a breakfast they had. So if they are feeling emotional on that day, it's only fair that they tell us how they're feeling and cry while we watch them.
Mm.
I'm just thinking in that way. But there's always going to be those that
So I also think that if you're going to post something and you believe it is the right thing to do, you don't have to delete it.
Yeah.
Because a few minutes later, she deleted this particular video with a post saying, apparently, it's not okay to show empathy for people. If you believe, that you need to show empathy for people by means of posting something, then you should not delete it.
Let me tell you why I agree with you. Because how arrogant can you be as a human to think that something that you post, everybody will like?
No.
And everybody will be for it. You will post a picture, Skumba, where you think you look hot.
Mm.
And somebody...
Let a picture of Faggy Sport.
Last week...
What was that military shirt? So we saw Chaman.
It was last week.
Exactly.
It's social media. It's nature.
I'm going to read this comment to you. Should this turn be in?
Yeah.
Someone commented, why mlo makumbashile?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just like, so now you're going to delete that post? Because somebody,
no,
do you know how many people have said horrific things under my post?
100%.
I keep moving because I took the chance when I posted it that people will react. And if there is a reaction and it's not what you wanted, either you delete the comment
100%.
Or you keep it moving.
Yeah, because even with me, when someone says something negative when I've posted, I actually ignore you.
I move on, guys.
I'll just move on and ignore you because I believe, in that moment, this is what I want to post.
Absolutely.
And it's going to stay this way. So that's exactly what we're talking about, Kaya family. Your first thought when someone posts a video of themselves crying on social media. 0636880959. Nda.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Drive moment. Your first thought when someone posts a video of themselves crying on social media.
Eh, bafethu kuningi kuningi. Lona lesantse le enkale la ta ko state. Awusipheni le byalo. Ukila the recorder ala gore. And I was like, so no it's a ing up until or we lalla, then we record or not with the record avail and then the tears came. That is the question that always comes to my mind. Like, I know it's one thing to record, it's another to post.
For me, the first thought that comes to mind when someone posts a video, a color, crocodile tears. This is
scripted. Really?
She or he is acting. I can't bring myself to think, Oguchi, you can have time to put your phone there and make it straight to your face and record yourself crying. No. This thing is the same as umuntu oshonelwe umuntu namhlanje. 3 hours later, wenza the interview nabantu be radio or nabantu be TV.
And I just want to find out how, like, Jolly, even if you're crying and then you forgot to press record. So, what will happen and start again? Because I don't understand. But, hey, maybe, like, it's because we use coping mechanisms so different. But then, like, showing your vulnerable side on the social media, it's a no for me.
How post something, you need to understand that it's going to come with a positive and a negative.
Yeah.
It's never going to always be positive or loving. So not everybody's gonna love you.
Has it ever happened to you? Like, I know I've done it before, where I'm recording, right?
Yeah.
And I forget to press record.
Yeah.
And what I've done, I'm like, it's a 0-0.
Yeah.
Zero.
All the time.
Shai, hour and a half set. Jesus God, zero. I did it when I was doing my stand up. Faggy phone at the back. With the press record, but I'll press on record. Shout good. New joke's gone.
But I'm of the opinion that there are some people who are genuine out there. When they cry, they're crying for real.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. You know, but obviously as human beings, you're going to ask questions like, oh, you switched on your phone and, you look straight into the camera and you started crying. But I think some people are crying for real,
I hope so, because the backlash that comes with you crying on social media is so heavy.
Yeah.
That if you're not doing it genuinely, then it might really, really be a bitter pill to swallow. But if you were doing it genuinely, you're just like, ah, okay, people didn't accept that. I was emotional, and you move on. There's a saying by T.I.R.A., if you live for the claps, you'll die by the booze.
And Khomoto, for me, hence I was questioning posting that video and deleting it. Because you leave it there for an hour and you delete after an hour. Guys, the minute your video comes out, someone has captured that video already. So if you're going to delete it after an hour, what is the point? Maybe within a second, you're
late.
Like, I'm deleting it. But if you're going to leave it there for 30 minutes and then you delete, it really does not make sense. Leave it there.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
My thoughts on crying on social media. If it's alive, yes, by all means, you are able to say something and it touches you in a negative way, then you are crying. Ne? But if it's a video that was edited and posted, when you had stopped crying and you see yourself crying on a video that you are editing to put on the internet, hey, it's awkward to me. It's awkward to the person that is watching that. And I don't get it.
Yeah, it's sad that as funny, some people, I think, take social media as a time where they will show Uti how crooked or vile they can be. So if umuntu post a kala, it's just being normal. Because sonke siyakhala at some point. So for you to be vile because someone is being emotional, says a lot about you than the person who's posting.
I feel like social media is a double-edged sword. Mm. So it has its advantages and its disadvantages. Like everything in life, you've got to take the good always. And the amazing thing about it for me was finding a community when I was at my lowest. And that's the nice thing about social media. The only thing is that when you start overthinking about your posts and what people are going to think and blah, 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 if you know how people will perceive you. But you know what? I've realized that this is how I like to express myself. And when I don't post or when I don't engage, because, I mean, we live secluded lives and therefore it is really difficult to make friends and meet up with friends. Life is so hectic. So social media has been therapy for me.
Interesting. But be interesting to see if you posted a video crying, do you look how many people liked it or do you read the comments?
You know, there's a gentleman who said, if you are vile when somebody is crying, it says a lot about you. Because my thing is, if you are interacting with a crying person's post, why are you so worried that that person is crying? Because it's clearly content you want to see. If I don't like the post, I scroll and I move. If the post captures me, I know I like it. I honestly like
press
it.
Press like, yeah.
Press like and stop commenting negatively.
Lola Lentole.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.